This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Every one of them has a story.
American Ninja Warrior, this is what I live for.
Every one of them must believe.
I am going to hit that buzzer.
Here we go.
And every one of them.
My sister was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy.
Has something.
I'm going to do this for her.
They are fighting for.
This is an emotional run here.
He is delivering.
Nine ten. Now we continue with Dave Bennett's favorite show, and I got to tell you something. Anna played really well yesterday, and Andrea always plays well.
Okay, that means I don't, right?
Well, you've admitted you've struggled on the golf course. You don't play that often.
Struggled.
You played really well yesterday. I thought you should feel good about it.
I do feel good. Thank you, Steve.
But you know, the one thing that was on display, Dave, and Andrea will back me up on this, is your incredible athletic prowess.
Yes, I thought that.
That's why I think a guy who loves American Ninja Warrior the way you do ought to exploit your newfound connection with your about-to-be best friend, Matt Eisenman, and get on the show.
I'm too old.
No,
I'm too old.
We could change the course that's more fitting for you. Like, you get to a certain point, it ought to be get off the couch, make it to the refrigerator, grab a snack, get back alive, that kind of thing.
Oh, I could handle that, I think.
Let's go to Matt now. Matt Eisenman for American Ninja Warrior. American Ninja Warrior! Morning, Matt. How are you?
David, do you think you're too old? We have a competitor who's 73 years old taking the course this year.
Oh, I guess I'm not too old.
Ranger.
Then.
Whoa. No,
and he said he's perfect. So serious about competing, he swore off chasing women for a couple months to get in shape.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's really cool because I know the guy he's talking about. They did some great background pieces on the show, and there's so many great stories to tell. And right in the middle of one of the events on the course, he stops to take his Lipitor. It's a very moving thing.
It's really important to control your cholesterol. Oh, and nice. And Dave, don't be ashamed if your tasks or your obstacles are going to be going to the couch to getting a beer, because that's essentially what I face too. I say those who can do, those who can't host. So these people on our show, I call them annoyingly fit. I'm going to stick to talking about it because they're in amazing shape, and what they do always blows my mind.
They really are incredible. And Dave, by the way, is in great shape. Where the tryouts and essentially the auditions for these that go on around the country. One of the things that's cool about the show is you don't show the people that are giant failures. Is that ever going to come out for amusement purposes at some point?
We do. We, in fact, in our premiere episode in L.A., we had this guy, Chad Sorrells, who he was known as the Horse Whisperer. And he was this guy who's like 6'1", 190 pounds. He's ripped. He had gorgeous hair. And he's like, the ladies are going to love me. And he fell on the first obstacle.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I got to tell you, the number of tweets I got from women who were like, good, he was too full of himself.
That's true.
But if he rode up on his horse, you'd get on back, wouldn't you?
We're talking to Matt Eisenman. American Ninja Warrior is going to do Atlanta for the next qualifying round. Now, how does this work? You and the crew go to how many cities?
So this year we're doing 5 cities across the nation. Los Angeles, Atlanta, Oklahoma City, Indianapolis, and Philadelphia.
Wow.
And we take, there 100 people get what we call guaranteed spots. They're invited out. And then for the rest of the spots, we take walk-ons. Now, what's amazing is I think this year the longest someone waited was 31 days. They camped out for 31 days to try to get a chance on the course. And from that, we'll take the top 30, put them through an extended course, and then 15 people from each city earn a trip to Las Vegas, where we have Mount Midoriyama. That's all 4 stages. Last year, for the first time, we had 2 guys complete it, so we gave away $1 million on the show. It was unbelievable.
Competing for that $1 million prize are men and women. This is co-ed, right?
It is, and that's one of the unique things that I think is cool. Is everyone competes on the same course. The youngest competitors we have, 21 for legal reasons, but up to 73 years old, from 4'11" to we had 6'10", people from 85 pounds to 275 pounds, men, women, they all compete on the same course. It's the great equalizer, and what's great is we're having women do unbelievably well. If you saw in the premiere episode, Jessie Graff was one of only a few people men or women who could complete the course. And she's actually a stunt woman who doubles Supergirl. So, you know, she's
in pretty good shape.
Tough lady. Unbelievable.
It's Matt Eisenman from American Ninja Warrior.
an unbelievable impression, Steve.
Yeah, though I watch a little bit of the show. Now, Dave, you tell me.
Yes.
I think, even for a guy in great shape like yourself, I think the toughest piece of equipment that these guys have to navigate through, men and women, is the I-beam. You're holding your weight upside down.
Yeah.
You're inching across that bad boy. It gets more narrow as you get to the end. But that's not where you get most of the failures, is it, Matt?
What's interesting is on every course it's different. And the I-beam was absolutely brutal because it's so much of it is intense upper body strength. And people just aren't used to, unless you do a lot of rock climbing, you just don't have that fingertip strength. But what's cool is you're going to see in every city we have different obstacles. We wanted to step it up. We wanted every city to feel unique. And because we knew last year we gave away $1 million, I think NBC said, if someone else wins Eisman, you're writing a check for $1 million. So we made sure the obstacles this year are going to be challenging, whether it's agility, upper body strength, the ability to, you know, figure out how you're going to actually balance yourself on a rotating donut like structure. I would probably stop and eat it, but these people figure out a way to get through it. It's amazing.
Well, I think the example too is the warped wall, which you raised this year, and I think
it's 14 feet, but I never see the show, Dave, as you know.
I know that, but I think that the Jessie that you mentioned, Matt, I mean, she got through it, and then right, she
was the first woman to get up a 14 and a half. It's 14 and a half feet now, another 6 inches higher. And what's amazing is just a few years ago, it was one of the most difficult obstacles. But now, because there are so many gyms around it, because people come in so much better prepared, we've seen only a handful of people fail. Even at 14 and a half feet, it's incredible. We keep trying to make these things and push them to their limits, but the ninjas get better and better.
The show airs on NBC, of course, and it's how many week run are we in?
We're going to be going, the Olympics are going to throw us off, so they're going to be 13 or 14 episodes, but we're going to be doing Atlanta, and then after that, you'll get to see Indy and OKC and Philly, and then we'll do it all over again with the city finals. Then we're going to Las Vegas next week to actually shoot the finale, and I can't wait. We're also going to have Team USA versus the world is going to be back, so a lot of Ninja Warriors coming your way this summer.
Now, here's another thing that's cool about the dedication of the people that are involved. Obviously, they've got to be dedicated to the fitness like no other. But a lot of these people are spending money building their own duplicate courses in their own time.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. There's a guy who has what he's called the Enchanted Forest. It's in his backyard. I say it's somewhere in the South. And he now has 48 obstacles, which is about the same we're going to have in all of our qualifying cities, and each one's different. And it's amazing. He opens it up to ninjas from across the nation. The camaraderie that we see in this sport, where people will open their homes, open their obstacles, open their minds, and share knowledge and share their skill set. It's really unlike anything we've seen on any other show. And it wasn't what we expected initially. And it's been incredible seeing how these guys and girls have made such quantum leaps together in the short time this show's been on.
We got like a couple minutes left with Matt Eisenman from American Ninja Warrior. John, say hi to Matt.
Hi, Matt. How are you? I'm sorry. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great, John.
It's kind of funny. I built my own as well. The first time I did the course, I did it in 8 seconds. The size of my course was 1/100th scale, and I broke it.
Right, because you actually moved a toe.
You know what, though, John?
I stepped on it, and I was done, but it was 8 seconds.
You know what? For the fact that you competed and completed, John, you take pride in that.
Thanks.
It doesn't matter how small yours is, John. As long as it works for you, you be proud.
I seem to hear that a lot.
Yeah, if you had a nickel for every time you heard that phrase. It's unbelievable. All right, so Matt, here's my suggestion for a middle-aged man course for American Ninja Warrior, all right? And we can do this, incorporate it into the show. During an actual commercial break for the show, a middle-aged man, not me necessarily, anyone, you have to get up from the couch and go tinkle. Now, that could take some time, depending on how things are going. You then also have to get to the refrigerator. You have to take a snack with one item from the refrigerator and one from the pantry. Whatever it is, you have to have a combo of items and a beverage. You've got to return to your favorite chair. Remember, you were on the couch where you started. You got to return to the chair with your refrigerator item, your pantry item, and your beverage. Sit in the chair with your remote in your dominant hand before they return from commercial. Huh? Tell me that's not a challenge.
For me, the difficult part is now when I go to the fridge, I can't decide. Because I'm middle-aged myself here. And for me, I would definitely get screwed up in choosing the drink to begin with. And then the snack. I don't think I could do it. Plus, I usually have to go for a second round of tinkling. Yeah. My bladder. Yeah. I wake up twice a night to pee. It's embarrassing.
Focus. It's focus. It's all about focus. Matt, you're doing it. Matt, you're doing a great job with the show, and I'll just leave you with this. The other thing I love about it is, in a nation of kids who don't get active anymore, especially little kids, it fires up little kids to get outside and play, and you know, in their imagination, come up with their own course and do stuff. So you got to be proud of that.
It's amazing. I think it's one of the few shows like is exactly what you said, Steve. It gets kids active. And we're breeding an entirely new generation of athlete, and I'm excited about it.
Listen, your breeding is none of my business. It's Matt Eisenman. You're welcome here anytime, dude. Congrats on the success.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks so much, and I appreciate the course suggestions. We're going to work those in.
Yeah, I hope you
Middle-aged ninja warrior.
Middle-aged ninja warrior.